We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and I'm excited to welcome to the program first my co-host, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series and seniors dad and CEO of Senior Nerds Publishing. How are you, Paul? And who's our guest today?
I'm doing great. Our guest today is Robert Wills, and he is not only a science fiction fantasy writer, but he's also a real live inventor. So he's done a lot of things. So can you tell us about start out with your books?
I have a couple of different genres I'm writing. I have a fantasy series. It's about a couple of gnomes who sell used magic wands. The idea came around from my daughter who wanted a Harry Potter themed party for her birthday, and I had made little wands for party favors for all the kids. And from there, my friend said he liked them, and I should probably sell them online. So I started to, and to make the experience a little more entertaining, I decided my wand shop would be run by these two gnomes. And after doing it for a couple of years, I thought I'd write a story about how these two gnomes got to open the wand shop that they have, secondhand sorcery, because they're used wands. You're buying, there's a big market for used wands out there, and that's what they sell. And it's their adventures that they have running a wand shop and dealing with the craziness going on in the world around them.
Why did you choose that genre?
It was my daughter. She wanted a Harry Potter thing, a Harry Potter themed party. And when I was selling my wands, since they were used, I would include like a 500 or 600 word origin story with each of the wands. So after a couple of years, I had a stack of these stories, and I was going to put them together like All Creatures Great and Small, little vignettes. And they really didn't gel well together there because they're from all over the wand stories were. So it just worked better to write an origin story on the two gnomes, and that's it's really kind of just continued from there. I'm working on book seven in that gnome series right now. It's about
Wow.
halfway done.
Halfway done. You mean there'll be 14?
What's that?
There'll be 14 foot novels when you're done? You
I
said?
think so, yeah.
Oh, great. Wow. That's quite a project. Well, are you working on anything else?
Am. I have a well, I had a science fiction series that I wrote as well. I was it's funny, I was we're living in Stuttgart, Germany. I was in the army, and we were helping out with children's church one day, first and second graders. And it's really kind of watered down for little kids, and it was the story of Adam and Eve in the garden. And the basic story is lying is bad. You shouldn't lie, don't lie. And so I'm handing out my little coloring sheets of Adam and Eve in the garden. There's a little snake in the tree. And I thought, what if Eve would have said no? What kind of story would that make? And I thought, well, that really doesn't work because there's be no conflict. And without conflict, you can't have a plot move along. So I thought maybe if I had it on another planet and an alien Adam and Eve turned down Satan, well, that planet can be peaceful. And of course, you always got humans trying to colonize planets, and that could be the action that goes on. So that's how that series started. And actually, it's funny with the gnomes, it happens sequentially in my head, so I write it chronological as it goes. This one I wrote the last chapter first, where Nick Hauser, the head of the contingent, is on Arcturus, and he's dealing with he's the high priest and the mayor of the town where he's landed, and these three people are having a very heated argument in front of this big roaring fire. So I wrote this last chapter, and it has kind of a pow sort of Planet of the Apes kind of original ending to it. And then I thought, well, how do I get these three people to this part? So then I backed up and I wrote the story of Nick, leaving Earth, and he's dealing with terrorists who don't want colonization to happen. So he's dealing with them. And then the story bounces between him and Arcturus, where they've discovered they've got brothers from a far coming to visit. First they're excited about it, then a little bit of trepidation. But God's on their side, so it's going to work out well. So I wrote this one story, and by that time I'd retired. I was back in the States, and I went to a writer's convention, and there was a Christian publisher there, and I thought, ooh, hey, this is inspirational science fiction. I mean, it's kind of a niche. I'll pitch it. So I pitched her the story. And she said, oh, that's great. I love it. I love the characters. Great original story. You just have the one book. You don't have a trilogy. And I said, no, I just wrote the one book. And she said, you know, we like selling one book. We like selling three books better. So if you can write two more books in the series, you know, then we'd be interested. And I thought, well, okay. So it took me about a year. It took me a year to write the other two books and get them where I wanted. And then when I contacted the publishing company, she was no longer with them. And the gentleman who got who I got on the phone said, we're not taking submissions from that right now. Thanks anyway. I was like, well, cripes. So I have these
Great.
three stories of this trilogy. So I just self-published it. And it's called The Prodigals on Amazon. So I have a Kindle and an ebook. And then I did it as a, it's done as an audiobook. And I actually got an actual professional to do it. So it's not my voice you're having to listen to, you know, three books. That would be horrible. So I got an actual professional to do the audiobook on that. So that was a lot of fun to write. I enjoyed writing that. And that it has an ending. So, you know, it's kind of just a nice complete story, you know, start to finish. So I really, really thought
So
that
you have
was
a,
fun.
what's your plan? So you're gonna have to write. How many books are you gonna write now? How many you have left? A lot.
Well, I have a, it's funny, I've got a whole bunch started right now. I've got a couple others. I've written some alternative history books. Kind of got started on that alternative history from you know, retired to Florida, and we're at Disney at the Hollywood Studios, and we're writing the Great Movie Ride, and it's not there anymore. And the ride would move through these iconic scenes from movies, you know, you're in Casablanca, you know, on the Nostromo and Aliens, and then you would be in the Wizard of Oz, and that's where we were, where the Wicked Witch gives Dorothy a hard time, and she disappears in a puff of smoke. Well, then we're supposed to move on, but the ride has a slowdown, so which means people further up are having trouble getting off the ride, and it slows down all the cars. So we're kind of hanging out there listening to the Munchkins sing, and I happen to look down and see that the only reason there's a yellow brick road is because there's a red brick road that spirals off in another direction. And I thought, you know, Disney's good about attention to detail. They're not making that stuff up. So I watched the movie, and later on that week, and sure enough, there's a red brick road that just runs off into Munchkin Land in another direction. And I thought, oh, I wonder where that goes. So I wrote a story about Honus. He's a Kansas newsie who gets whisked off about a week before Dorothy, and he and ends up getting the help of a talking rooster and a lollipop guild shop steward. Are helping him out trying to get home. And that one was fun because I love the movie. I got to answer those questions that always bug me in the movie. Like Dorothy shows up, supposedly good witch Glinda lies to Dorothy like this three times right in a row within the first 10 minutes about, you know, what the ruby slippers will do and what they can't do. And I thought that's, you know, that's not really nice. And then none of the Munchkins go along with her. And you think they would because, you know, they seem very friendly. And they send her to the wizard who's supposed to be nice and benevolent. And the first thing he does is he puts a hit out on the Wicked Witch of the West from this poor little Kansas girl. I mean, that's not really nice either. So,
Oh my
yeah, so
gosh,
I answered it.
you have a lot of books going, Robert. Where can people find all that? All your
They're
books.
on, I have them on Amazon on my author page. I write under my name, Robert P. Wills. It's also on my website. Since I'm an inventor and I've got a couple, three patents, one pending right now. Six Toes Innovations is the name of the company because the one gnome is named Grimmeldung Six Toes. So I thought that was a good name for a company to stick in your head, Six Toes Innovations, .com. And my books are listed there and my inventions are there and
Great.
pictures of my dog. He's out there sleeping quietly, which is nice. Hopefully he continues to do that. So,
Right, Robert,
oh,
we appreciate
great.
you coming on. A lot of information, man. Thanks again for stopping by.
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
All right, you're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.